Stolen Children by Peg Carrot, narrated by Madeline Lambert.
Day One.
Chapter One. Amy's babysitting course taught her basic first aid, bedtime tips, and how to change a diaper, but it did not cover what to do if two thugs with a gun showed up. She had to figure that out by herself. The trouble started with a phone call on a Monday late in June.
"Is this Amy Nordland?"
a woman asked.
"Yes."
"This is Elise Edgerton. I got your name from Mrs. Montag at the community center. She said you've completed the babysitting class."
"That's right."
The name meant nothing to Amy. Later she would learn that the Edgerton family owned a tugboat company, a custom sailboat company, and many acres of prime waterfront property, including the Raven Building, a high-rise of luxury apartments overlooking Puget Sound, with upscale boutiques on the ground level. They also owned a resort hotel in Hawaii.
"Mrs. Montag told me you are 14,
Mrs. Edgerton said.
"Is that correct?"
"Yes. I don't usually hire anyone that young, but I'm in a bit of a bind. My mother just fell and broke her leg. I need to go to the hospital, and I don't have anyone to watch my daughter, Kendra.
I don't want to take a 3-year-old with me to the emergency room. Could you come right now and stay for about 4 hours? I can pick you up.
I need to call my mom first to be sure it's okay."
"While you do that, do you have any references I can check?"
Amy gave the names of the only two people who had hired her so far. Mrs. Edgerton said she'd call back after she had talked with them. Amy's mom was in a meeting, so Amy called Mrs. Montag.